We are going to have a barrel of fun this hour. Eating beer. That's right, eating beer. Cooking with beer, grilling with beer, pairing different foods with beer. So grab a cold one and join in. Just kidding. Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's 7.5 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September the 2nd. Chances are you may be planning on having a beer or two at your Labor Day cookout or picnic. We'll talk this hour about how you might be able to use some of that beer in that cookout or picnic with Lucy Saunders, who is author of a number of books about beer and food, cooking with beer and grilling with beer. She is the editor of beer.com, and she is also the author of The Best of American Beer and Food, about pairing beer and food. And we welcome your questions for her. We welcome your own experiences with cooking with beer. Have you ever done this? What kinds of beer and what kinds of food? 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lucy Saunders joins us by telephone. Good morning.
Good morning, Joy.
This is going to be fun.
Yes,
so,
it is.
How did you get into cooking so much with beer?
I actually am the editor of beercook.com, and I put those two words together, beer and cook, because I've been doing that for actually about 30 years. I've been experimenting with recipes since I went to baking and pastry school, and instead of putting rum in a Jamaican rum cake, I put Jamaican stout in the cake, and it turned out wonderfully, and I just started collecting recipes and developing new ones and enjoying lots of adventures in craft beer along the way.
Yeah.
We call it craft beer is one of the fastest growing segments of the beverage industry, and it's a source of pride, I think, should be a source of pride for Wisconsin, because there are 72 small breweries in the state now.
Yes, and judging by all the comments already on our Facebook page, this is you're not alone in enjoying
this. It's true. It's true. I actually judged a cooking with beer contest, a national contest, and Wisconsin was the state with the largest number of entries. So we're very proud of our Northern European heritage that I think makes beer part of the kitchen lexicon. It's something that people's grandmothers do, and there's a favorite family recipe, usually a beer cheese soup or a beer bread or a beer chili, those kinds of things. But there's plenty of things that you can do with beer that are kind of unexpected.
Mm-hmm. And, Gary on Facebook writes, the proper way to cook with beer is to drink the beer first, and whatever you happen to cook will be just fine.
Well, you know, it's funny because I actually don't drink while I cook.
You don't?
No, I don't, because I like to pay attention to what I'm doing.
Yes.
I think it's too easy to get sidetracked, especially when you're grilling with beer. That demands very fast reflexes, high heat. Grilling, you could, it's the difference between having nice sear marks on your chicken and having it be perfectly scorched.
Mm-hmm.
So I prefer to put the beer in the marinade or a baste or a barbecue sauce or a glaze. There's lots of different ways to apply the flavors of beer.
Do you consider beer itself a food?
Of course. Mm-hmm. It's been a food for centuries. It's a staple of many monasteries to this day. There's a Trappist brewing tradition in Europe and in the United States as well. There's a Trappist monastery that worked with Sierra Nevada Brewing Company to come up with a beer just this year. So there's a long history of brewing as being sort of an artisan component of the kitchen that, you know, would be right up there with pickling and canning as a way to preserve the flavors and nutrients found in grain.
We'll talk about all sorts of beer and food festivals that are coming up. We'll talk about pairing beer with different types of food and cooking with food throughout the hour, and share recipes and ideas with listeners. But I wanted to start with, since it is Labor Day weekend, and on Labor Day itself, a lot of us have cookouts or picnics, and you just mentioned grilling with beer. How might you, what might we want to consider trying on Labor Day?
There are so many different beers to try from the state of Wisconsin. I would start with something local. That, again, with 72 breweries in the state, there's lots of different choices. The season for Oktoberfest lagers is upon us, and those are fairly malty. There's a good balance between the malt and the hops, and the caramel flavors in an Oktoberfest or a Vienna-style lager go very well with grilled foods, and so that's one beer style that you might want to think about. And then with it being so hot, temperature-wise, a lighter beer might be appropriate. There are a couple of breweries that make wonderful beers in the lighter flavor spectrum that are good served chilled. Of course, there's Nuclear Spotted Cow, but also Lake Louis Brewing Company, the Coon Rock Cream Ale. That's a lovely soft beer that has wonderful flavors to go with grilled chicken or fish. And then the Capital Brewery has their Supper Club, which is, very light and easy drinking and, won't knock your sun hat off.
Yeah, that's one of my newly discovered favorites.
Yeah, as the label says, it's not bad.
Yeah, it's not bad. That's right. Well, and those would be a nice, refreshing drink this weekend or on Labor Day. How about if I want to throw some grilled meats or grilled veggies on the grill, what might I do to spice them up with a little bit of beer?
Well, the cookbook, Grilling with Beer, has lots of different ideas for ways to introduce the flavor of beer. You can basically make almost like a little baking sauce. Do you ever do the campfire packets of diced onions and potatoes?
I've heard of that.
But exactly. Well, it's very easy, and you can chop up some new potatoes and onions and then mix together a little barley wine and olive oil and some chopped rosemary or thyme and a little bit of cracked black pepper and create a foil packet and toss the new potatoes and onions with that mixture that I just described. And come up with a wonderful, almost marinade that bakes and caramelizes onto the potatoes as they grill in that foil packet.
Oh, does that sound good?
Very easy. Very easy. And then another thing you can do is rub a head of cauliflower with butter and then make a paste with some IPA and turmeric, butter and chopped garlic, and core out the hard woody stem of the cauliflower and pack that mixture into the cavity and then wrap the whole head of cauliflower in foil and throw that on the coals.
Oh, my goodness.
And roast that for about 40 minutes, and that's outstanding. It's just really a nice flavor.
What a centerpiece, too.
And, people think that when you think of grilling with beer, you think of hot dogs and bratwurst and all of the traditional sausages, but there's lots and lots of flavors of vegetables that go well with beers.
Does the alcohol in the beer cook off?
Most of it does, yeah. But, I also recommend that if you're having a party that you, marinate some of the chicken and beer and then have some that's not for the kids or people who don't like the flavors of alcohol in their cooking.
We are talking about cooking with beer and grilling with beer and pairing beer with different types of food. And we're welcoming your questions for our guest expert. She is the author of books on cooking and grilling with beer and pairing beer with foods. She's also the editor of BeerCook.com, Lucy Saunders, 1-800-642-1234. We'd love to hear your questions or maybe your own recipes, your own ways of using beer in your cooking. You can also send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And what the heck, you can also send us a tweet via Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. Checking the weather forecast for today and for the Labor Day weekend. Warm and humid today with showers and storms likely in central Wisconsin, moving into southern Wisconsin tonight. Highs today in the upper 70s in the northwest to around 90 degrees in the southeast. Then on Saturday and Sunday, not as warm. Showers and storms likely in the far south tomorrow. Just a chance elsewhere for the rest of the weekend. Highs will be in the 70s on Saturday and Sunday. And on Labor Day, wow, this looks pretty cool actually on Labor Day. Mostly clear with highs in the mid-60s. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.
I've been to Allen's Grove, Emerald Grove, Cedar Grove, Union Grove, Soldiers Grove, Hales Corners, Slade's Corners, Abel's Corners, Newberg Corners, Pipersville, Pittsville, Deansville, Reeseville, Janesville, Platteville, Orphanville, Fortville, Blanchville, Plainville, Plainfield, Nutterville, Butternut.
I've been over there, hey, smell that dairy air, hey.
I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 19 minutes past 6 o'clock on this Friday, September the 2nd. This is the hour each week where we celebrate something to do with Wisconsin life, and often I ask you to tell me where to go. Well, a little different twist this hour. I want you to tell me what I should do with beer besides drink it. Well, drinking it is fine too, but we're talking about using beer in cooking, using beer in grilling, talking about pairing different types of beer with different types of food. And we're welcoming your suggestions and your questions for our guest expert, Lucy Saunders, who is editor of BeerCook.com and the author of many books on cooking with beer. 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And let's hit the phones. Lou in Round Lake, Illinois is with us. Hello, Lou.
Well, good morning, and I'm going to give you a recipe.
Oh, yay.
This is for a decadent chocolate beer sauce.
Ooh.
For a sundae.
For like an ice cream sundae?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
What you do is you take a cup of Weiss beer, and you mix it in a saucepan with 2 cups of sugar. And you get that stirring up, and you bring it, you heat it, and you put in one can. You go, when you're at the store, it's of Hershey's chocolate with the yellow cover on the can. You put that in there, too, and you bring it to a boil. And you stir it all together, and then once you start to bring it off the heat, you put in a tablespoon of vanilla. And then you got to cool it in the refrigerator in a dispenser that you can use to pour it on top of the sundae, and it's out of this world.
And where did you ever get that idea, Lou?
There was an ice cream parlor that I went to that I found myself having several sundaes at once. Okay, and I finally, they said it was their grandmother's recipe.
Oh, how fun.
And you know, it was surprising they were using Hershey's in it. But it was wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
And did the chocolate have a taste of that beer in it?
You get this hint of, I'm going to call it the hint of the flavor of the Weiss beer. Which I'm a big fan of. In other words, there's a lot of people that like, you know, Pilsner-type beers, but I'm a big fan of Weiss beer. And when I found this, I fell in love with it, and I'll cook it and eat it all myself.
It sounds really good. Lucy, have you heard of this?
Well, I've heard of different kinds of chocolate sauces made with beer. One of the people I know well in the food industry, Roseanne Finkel from Pike Brewing Company in Seattle, contributed a recipe for a Pike triple stout chocolate sauce, and so that has more of the flavor of the stout, and it's basically a cup of heavy cream, a half cup of stout, and then 8 ounces of chopped bittersweet chocolate, a good quality chocolate, and you melt it very gently together because, you know, it's interesting that you said boiled for the Hefeweiss, because typically when you boil a beer, you're really concentrating the flavor. So I would imagine you'd get a nice yeasty tang from boiling the Hefeweizen with the chocolate syrup. Mm.
Lou, thank you so much for that idea. Let's talk a little bit more about some of these unexpected ways to use beer. A Facebook listener says, David on Facebook writes, a half a glass of beer and a scoop of vanilla ice cream is the way to go. Don't knock it till you've tried it.
Yeah, that's the beer milkshake is something that's very, very popular, or a beer float. You'll find that on different bars all across the country are offering that as a dessert. It's super easy, and like Lou said, you could use a half of Weizen and add some a lemon sorbet or a peach ice cream, And if you had a stout, you could add chocolate ice cream or a vanilla to get a, you know, more of a lighter flavor. And it's really fun to do. It's a super easy dessert.
I have to tell on my producers, Bill Mertens and Amanda Magnus, just made a face thinking, because you don't, I guess it doesn't occur to me to throw a scoop of ice cream in my glass of beer.
Well, the ratio is important, and I personally serve it in those short jelly glasses, faceted jelly glasses, and then put a scoop of ice cream in and probably about 4 ounces of beer.
Okay.
So it's almost like a sauce as opposed to a full glass of beer.
I guess, as David says, don't knock it till you've tried it.
Exactly. It's very good.
Yeah, and the there are some ice cream makers in the Madison area, I'm told, like the Chocolate Shop in Madison, that has an ice cream that has beer incorporated in it.
Yes, that's a very popular option, and there's a couple of recipes on my website for making beer ice cream at home.
Give us an idea of what kind of beer we would throw in our ice cream.
Well, it's only as limited as your ideas for beer, ice cream flavors. You know, they have rosemary ice cream right now.
Oh, yeah.
Rosemary,
yeah.
And candied ginger would be great with an IPA, or you could make a double chocolate, double stout ice cream. I mentioned peach ice cream. You could make a peach ice cream with Hefeweizen.
Mm.
And vanilla. There's lots of different incarnations that you can choose for making your own ice cream.
And I know you are also a fan of, a lot of people talk about having wine and chocolate together. You say try beer and chocolate together.
Yeah, absolutely. There's many chocolate makers across the state that experiment with the flavors of beer and chocolate, and probably the best known is Gail Ambrosius out of Madison,
right,
who does a tasting every year at the Great Taste of the Midwest Beer Festival, which is organized by the Madison Homebrewers and Tasters Guild Homebrew Club. And she does a tasting of her chocolates paired with different beers, and this last year, I think it was Furthermore Brewing Company that joined her for a tasting. It was fantastic.
Yeah, is there certain, I don't know, a certain chocolate with a certain beer that is out of this world as far as you're concerned?
Well, you know, I think it's up to everybody's palate. I mean, some people really like milk chocolates, and I think those go very nicely with some of this sweeter beers, some of the fruit beers. Nuglaris raspberry tart, I think, goes very well with milk chocolate. Then, you know, I like, actually, it's kind of a wild thing. I like IPAs with white chocolate. It tastes like key lime pie in your mouth because citrusy hops meld with that cocoa butter taste in the white chocolate. And so Lakefront makes an IPA that's nice and hoppy, and I've had that with white chocolate. It's delicious. And then you can also pair dark bittersweet chocolate with pale ales or stouts, as I mentioned, or porters. There's a couple of different breweries that make porters that have a coffee tone to it, and those go really well. You wind up with a mocha flavor in the mouth.
Wow. Well, you had me at key lime pie in the mouth. that sounds wonderful. 1-800-642-1234 if you have some ideas about cooking with beer or pairing beer with certain foods. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or email us, talk@wpr.org. And also, you suggest pairing our beers with cheese, just like we might do wine and cheese.
Mm-hmm. There's actually a website called Cheese Cupid that's put together by the Wisconsin Milk Marketing Board, and they offer beverage pairing selections for different kinds of cheeses, including beers. But I personally like to do a beer and cheese tasting at home. It's a really easy way to start a party, put together a selection of 4 different cheeses. Sometimes you can choose all, you know, the same sort of family, all Chèvre cheeses, if you want to do a vertical tasting or an assortment of different milks and styles of cheeses, and then pair them with different beers. We have some fantastic cheese makers in the state. Saxon Farmstead Creamery out of Cleveland, Wisconsin. They do something called Big Ed's cheese, and that's a beautiful cheese to pair with a pale ale. And then Carr Valley Cheese Company out of Mauston, Wisconsin. They do the cocoa-rubbed mixed milk cheese called Coco Cardona. It's a gorgeous cheese, and that tastes wonderful with the Sprecher Doppelbock. That's a darker, richer, almost sort of plummy beer, and it really brings up the cocoa flavor. It's also good with their Black Bavarian Schwarz beer, which is a very sort of mild, easy-drinking lager, but with plenty of black malt flavor, so that it has this roasty, intense finish on the palate.
Well, here's a comment from a listener on Facebook. Mark on Facebook writes, "Smoked Gouda cheese beer soup is my favorite thing to make with beer." Mm-hmm. So there you've got the cheese and the beer together in the soup. And smoked Gouda, what would you put in? What kind of beer should I put in a smoked Gouda soup?
Well, it really depends on your palate. You know, I personally think with a smoky flavor, something that's a little more intense, like a pale ale, would do well. You could also go the opposite track and let the Gouda really shine and go for a lighter beer, like a blonde ale.
Mm-hmm. Are there any upcoming beer festivals in Wisconsin that we might be able to check out, tasting some of these beers and deciding which ones we want to use in our cooking and our pairings?
Yeah, I think there are different festivals taking place all across the state throughout September and October. Some of them are more traditional Oktoberfest. This is a season. But you can also try some of the beer festivals that are truly local. Tomorrow, Made in Milwaukee, which is a celebration of arts and crafts, is having their Milwauktoberfest beer tasting, which is going to be at the Cathedral Square Park. Saturday, September 10th, there's the Clearwater Festival of Beer in Altoona, which is sponsored by a specialty food store called the Coffee Grounds. They actually will have a beer dinner as well with Rush River Brewing Company on September 7th.
We'll talk more about some of these beer and food festivals coming up after we check the latest news. Plus, we'll continue cooking with beer. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's 6:36 on this Friday, September the 2nd. We will continue talking about pairing beer with food and talking about cooking with beer after this week's edition of Wisconsin Life. The Badger Army Ammunition Plant was the war machine at the heart of the Sauk Prairie near Baraboo. Although built for war, it also sustained a thriving community, and not all of it human. DNR ecologist Mike Mossman tells us about the surprising amphibians who have come to call a water reservoir their home.
The Badger Ammunition Plant began in 1942 on the prairie between Baraboo and Sauk City. Part of the plant were two huge reservoirs that served as the water towers, essentially, for the plant. The plant used millions of gallons of water daily. Staff at the ammunition plant was aware of these weird salamanders in the reservoir, you know, for decades anyway. I'm not sure how far back. We don't really know when the population started, if it started in 42 or if it started more recently. But they were sort of known about as a curiosity. The pictures of them are gorgeous, and it's what sold a lot of people on being concerned with this animal, because they are so beautiful. Kind of a yellowish or a lighter color with dark spots, wide mouth, wide tail fins, and these external gills, which come out to the side and are red feathery gill structures, very beautiful. They can grow to about maybe a foot long with the tail. They look like a large tadpole with legs. Neotenic, or the process of neoteny, refers to a species that maintains its larval characteristics when it becomes an adult. So neoteny in the tiger salamander refers to some individuals that never leave the water, never lose their gills, but still become mature reproductively. What would have happened is you know, we assume, is adults came to their normal breeding ponds sometime after these reservoirs were dug in 42, fell into the reservoir, and the reservoir has a vertical 7-inch lip all the way around it, which the salamanders can't navigate to get out. Did very few of the young ones survive by maintaining their gills, and they gave rise to a large population. A lot of this is really still a mystery. We wanted to get some divers down into the reservoir to see what the habitat was like, because it's a pretty unusual system where you've got 6 million gallons of water with a bunch of invertebrates and salamanders and nothing else. It's really pretty eerie and beautiful landscape down there. And it's, you know, it'll all be gone before long, so we want to learn what we can from it. We're always trying to figure out how wildlife survives, what it needs. What we learn from one species can often be applied to another and often can be applied to ourselves. The importance of this population of salamanders is the story that it tells. Here you've got this big reservoir. Its only purpose is to help produce gunpowder. And what happens? There's this wonderful living system that develops in it, sort of under our nose and behind our back. And there's always lessons in something like that.
Commentator Mike Mossman is an ecologist with the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources. This episode of Wisconsin Life was produced in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council, supporting programs that use history, culture, and discussion to strengthen community life for everyone in Wisconsin. For more information, visit our website at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio, and this is the hour each week where we celebrate Wisconsin life as well. And today we celebrate it by talking about cooking with beer, grilling with beer, pairing different kinds of foods with beer, and welcoming your input, your recipes, your suggestions, your questions. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. We are very happy to have with us Lucy Saunders, who is the author of Cooking with Beer, Grilling with Beer, The Best of American Beer and Food. She's also the editor of beercook.com. And we did get a tweet from a listener named Heather who says, all this beer talk is giving her a craving for beer batter pancakes.
That's so funny because I was just thinking about zucchini beer pancakes.
Oh, tell me about that. We all have all those zucchinis in our garden right now,
exactly,
too.
Exactly, exactly. Mm-hmm. You know, somebody who's been on your show recently, Monique Hooker, has been always an inspiration for me. I met her when she was living in Chicago and had a restaurant there,
mm-hmm.
Monique's. And she was very inventive in the way that she would use food. And, you know, there's a French tradition from the region of Alsace of using beer in your pancake batter for potato pancakes and vegetable pancakes because the cooks think that it makes it lighter. And I think it does. You know, the carbonation in the beer lightens it up. So, you know, you'd use 2 cups of a pancake mix or self-rising flour, an egg, probably 10 ounces or 12 ounces of your favorite beer, and maybe about a cup of sautéed zucchini. I like to sauté the zucchini for a little bit until some of the moisture is evaporated out of it, and then I add that to the pancake batter. And a little bit of olive oil to keep it from sticking, and then choose some different spices. I like dill, and then I usually add a little bit of ricotta cheese or dry curd cottage cheese to that and whisk it all together, and it makes a nice hearty brunch pancake. I love beer pancakes. You can also just use a regular pancake mix and beer and a little bit of brown sugar and vanilla, and you'll get the straight flavor of the beer.
Oh, my goodness. I never thought of that, but, yeah, why not? By the way, if you would like to hear Monique Hooker's interview on Wisconsin Public Radio, we did that on Wednesday from 6 until 7. You can visit WPR.org. You can listen to our archives for any program that you might have missed. This particular one was Wednesday. Thursday from 6 until 7. Lots of great ideas for using all that zucchini from Monique Hooker and lots of listeners, too. And if you just tuned in and you missed some of this hour, same thing. A little bit later this morning, this program will be put up on our archives as well. We also are offering the shows for podcasting, if you want to subscribe to podcasting. So we have other callers and other Facebook comments, but room for you, too, if you'd like to talk about cooking with beer, grilling with beer, using or pairing different foods with beer, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lucy Saunders, we were talking just before news time about some upcoming festivals in Wisconsin where we can test out some different types of beer. You mentioned one going on tomorrow in Milwaukee, and then there was another.
Yep.
What was the other one?
It was the Clearwater Festival of Beer, which is taking place Saturday, September 10th,
mm-hmm.
In Altoona, and then September 16th and 17th in Racine. There's the Great Lakes Brew Fest, which has about 250 different brews and a new venue this year. They're going to be at the Racine Zoo. That's going to be kind of fun.
Mm.
There's lots of different dozens of Oktoberfests all over the state. In Milwaukee, our Oktoberfest begins September 9th at the Bavarian Inn in Glendale. And there you'll have mostly the German Oktoberfest, but also the Lakefront Brewery Oktoberfest, which is kind of nice. And believe it or not, even at a wine festival in Wisconsin, there's beer. The Kohler Festival of Wine, October 20th through the 22nd, they have a few beer dinners scheduled, one with Central Waters Brewing Company from Amherst and another from Founders Brewing of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And so there's lots of different events all across the state. You know, cooking with beer is becoming so popular internationally. There's beer and food pairings in Japan. There's beer and food pairings in Europe and Italy. They have a thriving craft beer community in Italy. And in Australia, there's a new cookbook called Cooking with Beer from a guy named Paul Mercurio. That name may be familiar mm-hmm. to some people in Wisconsin because the Mercurio family was based in Milwaukee, and I believe there's now some relatives in Madison. And Paul Mercurio's father was quite a fabulous life story. He was a boxer, a merchant marine, and then an actor late in life, a character actor. And so he had some great roles, and Paul Mercurio followed his dad's footsteps into the world of film and then moved into beer appreciation and education. So he has a new book called Cooking with Beer that has some wonderful recipes, including a beet chutney, beetroot chutney, which,
ooh.
You know, beets are so wonderful this time of year. There's a spicy beetroot chutney that uses porter beer, and it's so simple. I'm going to give the recipe right now.
Okay.
It's three medium-sized beets, and then you basically sauté some olive oil, one chopped onion, a couple chopped garlic cloves, add in the juice of one orange, some bay leaves, a half a cup of apple cider vinegar, and then one cup of porter, a quarter cup of brown sugar, and chili, chopped chilies or red pepper flakes to taste. And here's the one that I think really brings it all together, a teaspoon of smoked paprika.
Mm.
That's such a great flavor to add to chutneys. And so you basically roast the beetroots until they're tender, and then once they're tender, you peel them. The skins just slip off after they've been in the oven, and chop them very finely, and then mix all those other ingredients together. I'll email you the recipe.
Oh, that'd be great. We can put it. We can post that on our website and on our Facebook page as well. And now, was this the whole beet or just the beet greens? I didn't.
The whole beet.
Yeah,
the beetroot part.
Beetroot part. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
The greens are the tops are taken off, and you can definitely put those in a soup or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I might be able to get my husband to eat beets with this recipe.
especially if they're cooked with beer.
Yeah, we're talking about cooking with beer and just some surprising ways we might use beer in our cooking and our grilling, and some great foods that taste even better with beer, paired with different kinds of beer. Lucy Saunders is our guest. She is the editor of BeerCook.com. And we're welcoming your suggestions, your questions. Maybe you know of one of these beer festivals coming up in Wisconsin that you can let us know about. 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, or tweet us on Twitter at Joy Cardine Show. It's going to be a warm and humid day today. Showers and storms are likely in central Wisconsin, moving into southern Wisconsin tonight. Highs today, upper 70s in the northwest, about 90 degrees in the southeast. On Saturday and Sunday, not as warm. Showers and thunderstorms likely in the far south tomorrow, just a chance elsewhere. Highs will be in the 70s, cooler along Lake Michigan. And on Labor Day, mostly clear. Highs on Labor Day, statewide, only in the mid-60s. Right now, it's certainly warm enough for the second day of September. Temperatures are in the mid to upper 70s around Wisconsin. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network.
I've been to Edgerton, Darlington, Middleton, Hubbleton, Hub City, Cuba City, Genoa City, Ashpen, Ashland, Packwaukee, Pewaukee, Waukesha, Conemaugh, Wapak, Milwaukee, Wausau, Wauwatosa, Waupun, Watertown, Waterloo, Whitewater, Whitefish, State Manor, Swishwater's climate.
I've been over there. Hey, smell that dairy air.
You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the segment of the show each week that we call Tell Joy Where to Go, where we talk about something special about Wisconsin, and I often ask you to tell me where to go in Wisconsin for a great experience. Today, a little bit of a different twist, talking about cooking with beer, grilling with beer, and I'm wondering if you have some ideas on using beer in our cooking, or pairing beer with certain types of foods, or maybe there's a food beer festival that you'd like to let us know about. 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@wpr.org, or post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. Lucy Saunders is our guest. She is author of Cooking with Beer, Grilling with Beer, The Best of American Beer and Food, and editor of BeerCook.com. And she has supplied us with many yummy recipes already that we have posted on Facebook and on the Joy Cardine Show website, including port pomegranate short ribs. That sounds interesting. We did get Facebook comments of people who do do a lot of brats in beer. Lucy, that's something that a lot of people do. Is there a secret to the best way of doing that if we're going to do that on Labor Day?
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things I like about brats and beer is that it's very flexible. You can add spices such as caraway seeds or, you know, whole black peppercorns in addition to the sliced onions and that stick of butter. I find that I like to do almost a bath. It's just steaming hot. It's not actually boiling, and it's the gentlest of simmers for those sausages. Because I don't want to split the casings on a fresh sausage. You know, the flavors of the meat really leach out too much if you do that. So I just give them a very gentle bath in beer, and then keep the heat slow and low. And then also, I don't grill them over too high of a heat because, again, I don't want the casings to burst. And I like them pretty evenly browned. Some people will return the bratwurst to the beer water or beer mixture.
Mm-hmm.
But I like to serve them fresh off the grill so that you have that crispy exterior. I like that snap.
Right.
So that's the way I do it.
And, of course, many people have sauerkraut with their bratwurst, and I bet you we can get a lot of that in Reedsburg. Donna, in Reedsburg, you have some sort of festival coming up?
Hi, yes. We have the second annual Fermentation Fest coming up. in October, from the October 7th through the 16th. And it's a food and farming festival with a focus on fermentation in all its forms.
And like sauerkraut is one of the forms?
Yes, of course. And beer, of course, is the primary one, but you want to break up your beer consumption with various other things. So you can learn about sauerkraut and kimchi and cider and yogurt, and even chocolate is fermented, which I didn't realize until
this
year. I didn't
either.
And soy sauce and sourdough bread, and so it's a series of tastings and demonstrations and cooking classes and art events and brewing seminars over a 10-day period starting October 7th.
Well, I think we might have to do a program on fermentation and the Fermentation Fest. That sounds really fun. Donna, thanks very much. So people will also be demonstrating beer fermentation there?
Well, there's a Learn to Homebrew workshop, and there's various beer tasting and pairing activities. You can learn about it on fermentationfest.com.
All right. Thanks very much.
That's a wonderful festival, by the way.
Oh,
I went to the homebrewing demonstration last year, and it was great.
Yeah. And that is something with, like, the sauerkraut. That's what the first thing that came to mind, I guess, when I thought about fermentation. But sure, certainly a lot of things are fermented, I guess. Is there, you know, we're talking about different foods that we can have with beer. I mentioned that you had given us a number of recipes already that we've posted, including this port pomegranate short ribs. Pomegranates, huh?
Yeah, believe it or not, pomegranates add a little element of tanginess and acidity, and you blend it with beer in a slow braising liquid, and it's wonderful. The results are just so flavorful. You know, short ribs are extremely rich, so they benefit from a really slow and low kind of cooking, which is fantastic for a Labor Day weekend when you have time to let something cook for a couple of hours outdoors on the barbecue.
And Bock braised pork shoulder, so
mm-hmm.
Bock is good with that?
Yep, a Bock lager, or even you could swap in an Oktoberfest lager, because the season for Bock is, mostly in the spring. But I do think that there are a couple of Bock beers that are available year-round. You can find those recipes on the website, thebestofamericanbeerandfood.com.
Okay. And now Bill Martins, my producer director, says don't forget about his favorite way to cook with beer canned chicken. Have you made one of these?
Yeah, actually, I made one last night, believe it or not.
Seriously?
I use one of those roasters, stainless steel roasters, so that you can pour the beer into the stainless steel container, and it has a steadier base built into it, so it sits on the grill very steadily, and that's a fabulous way to get the flavors of beer into the chicken. And you chop up some garlic and add some spices to that as well. Do a spice rub on the exterior, and the chicken is perfectly juicy and really crisp. It's a great way to cook.
Yeah, and to think I've only made beer bread. That's the only thing I can remember making with beer. There's a whole lot more to cooking with beer than I realized. And not that there's anything wrong with beer bread. That's pretty darn good, too, isn't it?
Yeah, it's very good. And it's one of the easiest ways to get started, baking with beer. It's a classic. Also, this time of year, you know, apples are so wonderful. You can make a fritter batter with beer to make apple fritters.
I'm going to put that one down, too. Thank you so much, Lucy. This has been so much fun, and you've given us a lot of great ideas. We really appreciate your time.
Well, thanks, Joy. It's been a pleasure.
Cheers. Lucy Saunders is the author of Cooking with Beer, Grilling with Beer, The Best of American Beer and Food, editor of BeerCook.com. We've posted lots of links to lots of information on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page, so I hope you'll check that out. And I hope she'll come back and talk with us again. This was fun. Thank you for all of your ideas as well. Thanks to Bill Martins and to Amanda Magnus for producing this program. And thanks to all the listeners who came out on Wednesday night in Appleton and Thursday morning in Green Bay when we took the show on the road. Had a lot of fun meeting with listeners and talking with a past and current WPR staff for the 25th anniversary of the opening of the Green Bay Bureau. Thanks very much for listening. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.